welcome and thank you so much for joining us here again at Travel Writers Radio on J-Air 88 FM. I'm Graham Kemlow and my co-host tonight is Rita Ehrlich. Hi, Rita.
Hi, Graham. Hello, listeners.
We are socially distancing to bring you this show, another of our weekly radio shows. Rita's to the east of the city and I'm down south. We're about 25 kilometres apart, I reckon, but we're brought together through some wonderful high-definition audio technology, which we were just cursing offline, but it is working well, and we hope we're coming through loud and clear to you now.
Melbourne is still well in the grip of the pandemic, but vaccinating itself out of lockdown. Some freedom from restrictions is due to occur late this month and early in November, when Melbourne stages its famous Melbourne Cup horse race, but with a much smaller crowd. Whether as travel writers we'll still get to travel again soon from Melbourne to destinations of our choice remains to be seen. However, we're still finding human interest stories around food, wine, travel and lifestyle. We can still be heard Wednesdays from 5 to 7pm Daylight Savings Time here on Australia's East Coast and live on the internet at j-air.com.au. Or if you prefer to listen to our stories as podcasts, go to www.soundcloud.com/travelwritersradio, where we've posted more than 2,100 stories for you to stream or download anywhere and anytime. We've had more than 150,000 plays on SoundCloud, so we'd like to thank you for taking the time to listen to Travel Writers Radio. Featuring on Travel Writers Radio tonight,
Carolyn Jasinski continues her personal guided tour of Adelaide's wine regions. Tonight's the second part of Carolyn's visit to the Coonawarra, home of the Terra Rossa soil, so critical to successfully developing the region's renowned Cabernet fruit that becomes Cabernet Sauvignon in the bottle. Bridget Leslie speaks with Magdalena Fielden of the House of Chocolate Grenada. She's the founder of the Caribbean Islands' popular annual chocolate festival. She's also the honorary consul to another chocolate country, Mexico. Our Bali correspondent, now back in Perth, Suzanne Hart, has experience in the business events area as a practitioner in the incentive space. We talked to her about incentives, something that's traditionally rewarded top corporate achievers with exotic travel experiences. But will it apply post-COVID? The Melbourne Convention and Exhibition Centre is a key part of Melbourne's major business events infrastructure, and it's been shut down for most of the past 18 months. CEO Peter King talks to me, Graham Kemlow, about the future of the centre, not only for business events, but more for activities for the people of Melbourne. They can enjoy quite a range of different cultural and art and entertainment experiences. That's coming up on Travel Writers Radio here on J-Air 88 FM in Melbourne.